I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sadly alone. There's no one, just me only, sitting on my little throne.
And that is supposed to sound like North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, showing his sensitive side, singing a ballad in a new film called Team America World Police. The movie comes from South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker. And the Kim Jong-il in the film is not the man himself, of course, but a puppet stand-in. George Clooney, Michael Moore, and Sean Penn are among other familiar faces parodied in this new movie made entirely with marionettes. It's the first feature film of its kind in 40 years. Day-to-day correspondent Shani Jardin spoke with Stone and Parker in Hollywood.
The idea that would become Team America began when Matt Stone and Trey Parker were zoning out in front of the TV one day, watching reruns of the 60s TV show Thunderbirds, an action series produced with an all-marionette cast. Something just clicked. They liked the kitschy, dated, clumsy, cool feel. They liked how puppets doing serious things on screen looked automatically ridiculous. So they started stringing together the beginnings of a marionette movie. Having produced feature films and TV shows of their own, they were an experienced team. This time, however, they didn't know what they were getting into. Parker says he soon learned the importance of being flexible.
First of all, you just couldn't go into this movie with a script and go, okay, we'll just do this, because every single day there was something that's like, oh, wait, a puppet can't do that, or there's no way you can, you know, this scene will take 2 weeks to shoot. We got to completely rewrite the whole thing right now. And we were rewriting the movie every single day in huge ways. But the biggest way that was most fascinating was it really went from a comedy script to a drama script. And it was pretty funny. I think it had to happen the way it did because we wrote the script as comedy, which got the studio excited enough to say, okay, this is funny, we should shoot this. But really, I think if we would have handed them the script that it ended up being, they would have just been like, this is a drama, you know, because all of the big laughs in the movie come from watching puppets try to do drama, you know, and that's like the funniest part. And you didn't want to see the puppet try to be funny. You wanted to see the puppet be like, I have to save the world. And it's up to me, and be completely earnest and serious about it, and then you start laughing.
But Matt Stone says he didn't want these to be simple stage puppets. They ended up more like robots on strings.
They're basically like, they have eyebrows move, their eyes move back and forth, they blink, they can kind of smile and frown, and then their mouths move to do dialogue. But what's funny is we actually had a version of the puppet that was more expressive, that had the lips would move, and it had a little more facial movement, you know, like full-on animatronics. And we actually thought that it started having this real Chucky kind of look. So it had this real creepy look. It's a real fine line between creepy and kind of cute. And so we actually could have made them more expressive and ratcheted it back to a place where, you know, it's kind of like what we've learned in South Park, which is you just need a few things to get a real feeling across, and that's mouth and eyes. And Trey, from the very beginning, would have to tell the puppeteers, no, just barely move your head to the side. Just, you know, just look down. And because these puppets, their heads are about the size of grapefruit. But when it's projected, it's on a huge, you know, movie screen, and it's 50 feet by 30 feet, and you can't be jerking the thing around. It has to be like a movie.
The deliberately primitive look of Team America isn't an accident. Matt Stone says it's because puppets feel more real than the high-tech computer graphics used to excess in films these days.
When you look at what CG's done to most movies, when you look at the difference between, like, was it Deep Blue Sea and Jaws?
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at, like, all these big movies, like, the problem is like, you just don't believe anymore when something gets hurt. You're just like, well, that was just a bunch of pixels. And I just feel like the first time you saw, like, Jurassic Park, you're like, whoa, and now we've all kind of just gotten over it. Yeah. And there's, like, especially with, like, there's a few things that I think people have seen over the last few years, like Jackass being one of them. I think Team America's kind of the same way, where there's this kind of homegrown feel to it, like a handcrafted feel that I think is, to me, cooler to watch than like a lot of just the biggest CG movie in the world. You just don't care anymore when stuff blows up because you just know it's not real.
Audiences will have a chance to decide for themselves how real marionettes feel starting tomorrow when Trey Parker and Matt Stone's new film sneak previews. Team America opens nationwide next week. It features lots of strong language and shock humor and is intended for adults. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.